This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Lynn Westfall with the Energy Information Administration from Washington, D.C.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Lynn Westfall with the Energy Information Administration from Washington, D.C.
What should we know about this report?
Well, the official name is The Effects of Removing Restrictions on U.S. Crude Oil Exports, because there really isn't an export ban. There are just restrictions. For instance, we can export all we want to Canada, which we have been doing. We can export ANS crude. We can export some California crude. So there, as I say, it's not a complete ban. There are just restrictions on what kind of crude and where you can export it. But really, you know, this debate's been going on for, you know, ever since the fracking revolution, really. And it pretty well centered around two issues. The first issue is, with all this new domestic crude production coming on field, are domestic producers getting the full international price for the crude? Because if they're not, then ending the restrictions would allow them to get a higher price, which allows them to produce more. And the reason they may not be getting the full international price by selling in the U.S. is because U.S. refineries aren't really geared to run that type of crude. They're geared to run heavy crude.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Westfall, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.